I wish I was hanging live from the Ritz Theater with 97.9X downtown Scranton, Pennsylvania. I could say that. It would be a lie. Our travel did not work out yesterday. We were back home. I was home before we were supposed to take off. Well, maybe not, but it was pretty close.
Pretty close, yeah.
Before we were supposed to take off to Scranton from Chicago, which was a bummer. Who knew every flight in the world to anywhere near Scranton was booked?
Now they've just started operating so preposterously lean and overselling everything that, yeah, if there's any type of snafu, now you're screwed.
Yeah.
It never used to be that way, but now it is.
Yep. They do not have our best interest. So we will make that up at some point. Stay tuned. We'll have it on our social media, 979x.com, and everything else. We will come back and see you in Northeast Pennsylvania, and we'll be looking forward to it. Indeed. Meanwhile, if we were there, we'd be playing Pair the Idiot right now. And so we're doing that here. That's where we hold on to that. Let's meet our first contestant, Andy in Springfield, Illinois. Hi, Andy.
Morning. Hey, buds.
Hey, bud. How are you?
Pretty good. About yourselves?
Very good. Now, you're going to have the first choice in a moment. You get to choose which idiot teammate you will have. A reminder, each of us have made a list of 10 things. We are not able to describe the list of 10 things that we have made ourselves, so we hand them out and distribute them randomly. We cannot say the words or phrases on the list. We can only say things that will get you to say them. Only listeners can pass. Andy, you may choose your idiot. Is your idiot Hot Wings, me, Maitland, Kelly, Steve, or Tommy?
Let's go with you, Freebeer.
Okay. We will do it. Well, let me draw a list. Mate,
okay.
Have your list.
All right, Freebeer will be describing things you'll see while ripping Zins and catching grouper.
Oh, wow. Oh, just like that kid that was definitely on the charter boat with Horner.
Totally.
Yeah. Captain Horner, exactly.
The best charter captain ever.
Andy, are you familiar with the rules? Do you have any questions?
Nope, I'm good.
All right. You are both ready. Are you?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
We'll start in 3, 2, 1.
All right, Andy, these are the types of boats. They have little floaty things on each side, and they're flat. They're made for parties.
Pass.
Okay. This is what you put on the hook to catch a fish, the most classic sort of meme.
Worm?
Yes. This is someone who likes a form of cocaine. They're a druggie. You see him on the street, you go, oh, that guy's all coked out. He's some sort of blank.
Addict?
No, it's much more insulting.
Pass.
Okay, this is if you're in the light from the sky too long and you don't put on any screen.
Sunburn?
Yes.
This is even worse than anger.
Mad, pissed.
No, it's even worse. Like, they're out of control. They're in a...
Pass.
This is a move by wrestlers. Hulk Hogan famously did it to Andre
Leg
the
drop.
Giant. No.
Body slam?
Yep.
Yes.
Wow, that was bad.
We got worms. Didn't get pontoons. Crackheads. Oh. I didn't do very good on that one.
No, you did.
That was tough.
Yeah, I would have guessed that.
Rage?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would have said fury.
That would just any other synonym would have been moving the boat along.
Could it happen on the road?
Rage. Yeah, that would have been a good one. So we got three?
Yes, you got three. You got worms, sunburn, and body slams. You did not get to alligators, subpoena, bruises, or sunset.
Andy, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. That's my fault.
No, I'll take it.
You did get the rare equivalency of right answers and passes, though.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
There you go. I can hang my hat on that.
Yeah.
That's something.
Nice we are job. A balanced duo. Yeah. I'm proud of us.
There we go.
Thank
there
you.
There we go.
All right, let's meet Liz. Hi, Liz. In Binghamton,
Hi.
New York. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. You get to choose your idiot, Liz. Did you hear how it's played?
Yeah.
Okay. Your idiot choices are Hot Wings, Maitland, Kelly, Steve, or Tommy?
Steve, please.
Steve, please.
Steve, please.
I got Kelly's list.
All right, Steve, Liz. The topic of things you'll be trying to guess today are presents you shouldn't buy for kids.
Okay.
You guys are going to have 60 seconds on the clock. Liz, only you can pass. Steve, no cheating. You guys ready?
Got it.
Liz, you ready?
Yep.
All right, your turn on Pair of an Idiot begins in 3, 2, 1.
You smoke these. Marlboro makes them.
Cigarettes.
Yes.
Okay. Jack Daniels is a type of What kind
liquor.
Of booze? What kind of booze specific?
Whiskey.
Yes.
Whiskey.
These are what, like samurais, or no, not samurais, but
ninja stars.
No, but the things, it's like two handles with a little rope or chain in between them, and they swing them around.
Oh, nunchucks.
Yes. Okay, these go off in the sky on the 4th of July.
Fireworks.
Okay, yes. This is a drug that you inject, and it helps you lose weight.
Heroin.
No.
Ozempic.
Yes. Police may use these to subdue someone. It's not a gun, but it electrocutes them.
Taser.
Yes. Okay, you put this on to keep somebody from getting pregnant. It's a rubber.
Condom.
Yes. This is what you have in your wallet when you want to buy booze, but you're underage. So you show them one of these.
Driver's license.
Now, but
fake ID.
Yes. Okay, this is...
Oh, man.
Is that 9?
You got 8.
That was
8.
Really good. And we've had some good laughs today, but I have not had a bigger laugh than drug that makes you lose weight. Heroin!
Totally accurate.
Very accurate.
Totally accurate.
I've never seen a fat heroin addict, to my knowledge, anyway.
We didn't get dildo and tattoos.
Liz, you're in a good spot. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's awesome. Man. Oh, boy,
there's nothing better than that feeling when they get one that you don't think they're going to get.
Yes.
Because you're like, I don't even know where to begin, right? All right, let's see. This is Clayton listening in Northeast Pennsylvania. Hi, Clayton.
Hello. How are y'all doing?
Very good. How are you?
Good.
Were you going to join?
I was just chuckling up. Quite hilarious.
What's he say?
I said I was laughing over the heroin. That was hilarious.
Yeah, okay, your phone dropped out right as you said. We heard just the beginning and the very last word. So who do you want to be on your team? Which idiot do you want? You can't choose me or Steve because our idiot usage has been used up. We have no more eligibility. Kelly, Hot Wings, Maitland, Tommy.
I'll take Tommy.
Wow.
Okay.
Look at that.
Whoa. Tommy, somebody, get in here, buddy.
Somebody wanted to bet me $100 you'd be picked last, and I didn't take it. I wouldn't have anyway, but I would have won.
I have faith in Tommy.
Yeah.
I think Tommy's won like 2 of the last 3 times.
Tommy got his own list.
Yeah, he does quite well despite his jitteriness.
Did you just paper smash Tommy?
Yeah, then I picked it up myself. Also, I hit the table with my finger and it might have broke.
Ow.
It's all working out great.
Nice antics, idiot.
Hi, Tommy. Whose list did you get?
Well, today's list is coming from Mr. Hot Wings.
Ah, right. Excellent.
Ah.
Okay. Your topic today is stuff. So as you try to describe stuff, Tommy, make sure you don't say the word or the root word or a derivative of the word. And then Clayton, you can guess. And if you can't get one, then you can pass, but only you can pass. Are you both ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Your time, Tommy, describing stuff.
All right.
I'm paired with an idiot is in 3, 2, 1.
All right. Number one is a kind of breakfast thing you have from, it's not Spanish, it's not French, it is a blank of Kelly's dog.
French toast.
Excuse me? No.
French toast.
You don't get to say excuse me like he's the problem.
Oh, great. Sorry. no, this is another, you put eggs on it, usually a sandwich, kind of seedy.
A bagel. English muffin.
There you go.
Yes.
Cool. These are in the water. They float, can show where the swimming area is.
Buoy.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. You walk up these you ride these if you don't have a wheelchair. You take these up a
ramp.
Yep. people make t-shirts out of this.
Cotton.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, you got that. You use this to write on your computer. It's got letters on it, numbers, buttons, etc.
Keyboard.
Yes.
You played this with your hands by going back and forth. I can't believe you got it. That's crazy.
Somehow, inexplicably, despite a number of erps and derps and oofs and noofs, you guys got 5.
Love hearing Tommy play this game.
English muffin really threw you for a loop.
Yeah, that was great. Tommy sees English muffin. Ooh, how can I describe this to someone that's not in the studio? First, I'll name all of the nations of the world.
That it's not.
Yeah. That it's not. Yeah.
And then I will say, also Kelly's dog. I got. But not everybody hears every second. So.
Yeah, you didn't get around. So you got English muffin, buoy, ramp, cotton, inexplicably. And keyboard. You did not get to accordion, suction cup, magnet, hockey stick, or deodorant.
How many was that?
5.
They beat me.
Nice job, Quinn.
Yeah, with no passes.
That was great.
Oh, man. That is embarrassing
for
you.
This text came in. Andy called from Springfield and didn't get crackhead? Why didn't Freebeer, why didn't you say look out your window and name things you see? Very insulting. Also, someone, when we said we've never seen a fat heroin addict, three people wrote Artie Lang.
Oh, that's
at the time.
Wait, oh, no. Yeah, he was big into heroin.
Beefy,
wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty important part of his life.
Yeah,
and near death.
Pretty big into it.
All right, he was a real big ender, that guy. Chuck, Patrick, and Katie, you will play next along with the remaining idiots to choose from.